Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinell, and it's early February 2011, and this is the forecast for March 2011. And I'm going to be talking about, several things that are coming up in March, but specifically, things that I'm looking at as I'm talking about the whole picture energetically. Is that we've been moving in a time when certain screws may feel as though they're tightening. And on one hand, this has been easier than perhaps 2010 was, but on the other hand, there have been situations and occurrences that have been very hard for us to understand, and I am going to talk a little about what's happening on the bigger stage, not necessarily in this conversation, but in a teleseminar I'm going to do on the, I believe it's the 15th, and that'll be the complimentary teleseminar webinar, where I will talk about certain forces at play, countries that are affected, individuals that are affected, and we can look more closely at what's going on and perhaps theorize why it's going on or what we can actually do to maximize the time and the energy in a way that is more fruitful and less what feels out of our control and destructive. So right now we're in February, and we've just passed the new moon, and we're in today. Excuse me, I just need some water. Today is the year of the rabbit. And the year of the rabbit, my colleague Sharon Bath sent me a note about how we welcome in the new year in Chinese culture. And you clean your house, you put out flowers, fresh oranges, and basically you're setting up your home to welcome in the new year coming. And February actually is a good time for the new year, because we've come off all the cold and the harshness of January beginning. And in February, in this mid-Aquarius point, which is where the Chinese New Year often falls, we are approaching when the actual thaw starts to occur, which is the sign of Pisces. So, whereas in the Western calendar, New Year's begins in Capricorn, the sign of Capricorn, which is a it's an initiation energy. It's different what's happening with the arc of it and why it occurs as it does. But this isn't a discussion about Chinese astrology, other than to say that I enjoy looking at all the symbols. And this year, the year of the rabbit, although not good for all signs in Chinese astrology, you'll have to look up and see what your year, your sign is, and how it works in the year of the rabbit. But if it is a challenging year, then do what you can to modify it, listening to what I'm going to talk about from a Western perspective. So I'm going to turn off my jazzy background music and launch into, because I think it's making me yawn, and launch into something that will give you a sense of where we're going, especially when we get to Mars. So the new moon that kicked off yesterday was the Aquarius new moon, and it initiates a cycle that's got to do with networking, getting out there. So even though this has been an incredibly brutal winter for people in the Northeast, certainly, there's still the desire to get out and move around. And even if you're just getting out and moving around online, still, it's important to move around, connect, meet new people, and reach out, because that's what's happening to trigger a greater sense of spirituality. We are truly entering and in the age of Aquarius. And the age of Aquarius that was sung about in the musical Hair and all the Peace, Love, and Woodstock associations that go with it, what it really means, not that I have it all analyzed or figured out, but one thing it most definitely means is working together more cooperatively. So different ventures that you might be attracted to or engage in that have to do with a cooperative frame, people coming together to be stronger than they are as individuals. I just finished watching one of the Harry Potter movies with my daughter, and Harry's going to go off by himself, and you know, he's in this loner mode of being 14 and having Voldemort enter into his psyche, and he feels he has to do all this stuff alone, and basically his chums say to him, you know, you're much stronger with us. And that's pretty much the frame of what the Age of Aquarius is about. It's about people coming together and working in a way that strengthens them, not diminishes them. It's not that you can't have an individual ego and presence, but that the magnification of that presence is so much greater when you are in alignment with like minds. Not people who are exactly like you, but like minds. And so this month, February, you definitely want to pull towards you in a magnetic energy anyone who feels like it's a like mind. So if you're attracted to someone, if you read about something, if you hear about something, if you're engaged in certain ways, then act on it. Act on your impulses. Act on your heart. So, let's see. Okay. The main highlights of the month of February I spoke about on our last discussion when we were talking about what was coming up here in this month, so I'm not going to beat that too hard, but the main point is that for the next few weeks, there continues to be a sense of growth that is out there. You have to look for it, but it's out there. And I don't know if optimism is quite the right word, but a sense of something's got to change. And actually, we are seeing this. We're seeing this in Egypt. We're seeing this in Tunisia. We're seeing this. It may not look wonderful that people are in the streets and there's uprisings, but what's happening is we're seeing people feeling a sense of their ability to change things for the better, to become more united in a way that allows them freedom. So even though there's anxiety from a U.S. standpoint, where's everything going to land, and this is such a critical area of the world, there still is the sense of the need that people have to come together and create something new for themselves that has more of a vitality and a sense of freedom. So saying that and looking at that, it's then moving to the big configurations in the sky that, as we talked about, Jupiter moved into Aries as of the 22nd of January. And depending on where Aries is in your personal horoscope, it is activating that area of life for you. And with this occurring, Aries is also moving to a place where eventually, and it'll be in March, eventually it'll make that third direct opposition to Saturn. So right now it's moving towards it again. It's back in the sign of Aries, and it's gaining a certain momentum. And so the posturing of status quo against opportunity for changes is getting in place. But even though we're feeling that push-pull, and certainly by things that are around us, a sense of resistance for going forward, coupled with a need to move forward, shift is occurring, and just the weather that's around, certainly the northeast area, that's so severe, and actually, as I speak, there's increasing rain in the south of the United States. This talks symbolically of this kind of frozen or intensity that has to do with, I think, one of the things Uranus's last kiss or last connection in kind of Pisces before it moves firmly into Aries, which it will do in March. Now, there's not necessarily a hallelujah chorus when Uranus moves into Aries because the severity of something very hot and constant is not necessarily any easier than the Piscean frozen quality or sense of closed by water that is something one has to resist. However, are about the end of the zodiacal belt. Uranus was the first god. Uranus was the male deity that came in through Gaia, the Earth's desire. He brought in Uranus, the king of the sky. So, when we're dealing with these very old energies, these energies are older than Saturn, you've heard me talk about many times, Saturn, which is all about time. Uranus is a very old, very primal, and it's about things that we can't really control, and it's all about change, and it's all about how we are contained on this very planet, because if Gaia, the Earth, brought in sky, that's also gravity. Us, what collects us. Uranus is related to Aquarius. It binds us together. So these extremes that we're seeing in weather, the sky, you link to honesty. And, let's see, so as we move through February, which fortunately is a brief month this year, only 28 days, literally, my parking lot is a skating rink, I don't know about yours. The movement of all the planets this month, except for the planet Saturn, it has us going within, reorganizing, so think in terms of what allows you to really create or make something that feels as though it has substance. Especially as we go into these times of profound change. And if you want to do anything that has to do with a financial alliance, a risk, or investment, the next couple of weeks in February, that's when you want to focus on that. Because as we get to the end of the month, the reins get pulled in a little tighter again as we go into March. Once we're in March, the printout is on that's how you're listening to this audio because it will be on the link. But as we begin the month of March, opens up and it is the sun is in Pisces, there's a certain amount of magic and optimism in the air, a sense of playfulness. It's as though we can start to smell that spring is coming, we can taste the thaw, even though it may still be cold, because Uranus is still in Pisces. There's still a sense. The days are getting longer, so there's a sense of the change that's coming. So the month opens up with a lot of good energy around it. On the 4th. Now the new moon, this particular new moon is in Pisces. And the Sabian symbol for this point is Lady in a Fox Fur. I really reflected on this because wearing furs is not something that I imagine a lot of my listeners or readership do. And my personal opinion about fur is something we can discuss at some point in time if you like. But fox particularly is a fur that conjures an animal that is known for its cunning. So the Sabian symbols, I want to remind you, were camels. 1925, the animal rights movement was not happening, and a lady in a fox fur was a very chic image. A lady in a fox fur conjured a woman who probably had a certain amount of sense of self and way that she showed herself that was full of attitude. And it brings up a sense of how the animal is. So instead of spending too much time reflecting on a woman who wears fur, think in terms of what is your animal talisman? What animal attracts you? Around that point in time, especially on the new moon on the 4th, if you encounter an animal, and that animal probably has a message for you. You might see a hawk. You might see a deer. Depending on the area of the country you're in. In the Northeast, again, a lot of the animals are in hibernation. So we're not seeing as many as we would normally see where this spring. But animals can come to you in all different ways. You can see them on a movie you're watching, flicking channels. You can pass a store window. So you learn to where or how an animal may come to you. Because the animal medicine, and if you're not familiar with this, his name is Ted Andrews, and he has animal speak cards. He was a very gifted him shaman, wild man. I don't know if wild man is quite the right term, but very much a person who was linked to the earth. And you can certainly Google him. You can get his book. Sites that list animals and his animals, but his interpretations of the animals, which are very, very comprehensive, and he really had a wonderful understanding of what we could learn. So, the Pisces new moon, among other things, awakens your creativity, awakens your spirituality and your creativity. And for people who are not in touch with this at all or who run from it, it can feel very as though you want to nod out or escape. So if by any chance that feels like something that you're encountering or someone you care about is encountering it, then turn them on to ways that they can escape in healthy ways. It's an excellent time to dance, be in music, do a kirtan, be around people who energetically heighten the vibration through sound, color, art, dance. And this opens up, this new moon, a nice span of about 10 days where it's really auspicious timing to start different projects, aim for different things you want to make happen, especially anything that has to do with a creative endeavor or a communication that joins people together in some sort of spiritual or greater concept. We're animal rights. Things that, because anytime we enter into certain, you've heard me say this before, those of you who have listened to me for a while, there are 12 signs, but there are 6 polarities. So anytime there's a concentration of energy in a certain sign, it offshoots to the opposite sign. And as the Sun, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, all in the sign of Pisces, there's a very strong flavor for the opposite energy, which is the animal spirit. And to be of service in some way. Health issues, really strong awareness if there's people you want to put in a prayer circle or have health issues yourself. It's a very strong time to think in terms of initiating new routines or ways to get your body stronger. All right, so looking then said you're going to have the printout, and since I'm basically talking to myself tonight, I don't have any direct questions. Time to remind you all that orbiters always have a right to send me a note about something they want to know timing, if you're planning something, trying to figure out a good date, definitely send me a note. I am more than happy to give you good times to initiate, because that's part of what you get through membership. And so, as I said, the first 10 days, depending on the time of day, very, very strong for beginning things. Now, the 16th, mid-month, begins the shadow of Mercury retrograde. And Mercury is retrograde, as you know, for about 3 weeks a year. What a lot of people don't know is that the shadow energy is around for probably an additional 6 weeks. A couple of weeks before, or 4 to 6 weeks, I should say. A couple of weeks before, a couple of weeks after. So it is a process when Mercury is retrograde, and it's all about learning to communicate more effectively, both with other people and with yourself. So, to allow yourself reflection time, always beneficial when Mercury is retrograde. Actually, I'm reading Stroke of Insight, which is an amazing book about the brain scientist who at 37 years old had the stroke, and her left brain went totally inactive. That's the part of the brain that's all about math and science and language. And her right brain, which is the part that's connected to meditation, nirvana, how we are all one, it suddenly became prominent for her. And it's a very good book. She's a scientist, so her way of speaking is not my way of speaking. But there's a lot of information in it that I'm finding fascinating. And the reason I'm bringing it up now is because she's somebody who basically had to learn how to listen to herself and to quiet the worry mind or the voices, that the chatter mind. And basically, it was totally quieted by her stroke. It had no voice at all. And so she got in touch with this part of her brain. It was all about passion and feeling and sensing. And so when she started to experience once again the chatter mind, the worry mind, storyteller, she calls it, the science, the math energy, had to learn how to quiet it down so that she could keep life in this part of her brain and psyche that she had not known before, and she did not want to give up, because it is the part that's all about peace and connectedness and what truly makes us human in a very profound way. So I'm talking about this because when Mercury's retrograde, that's what's calling to us. We're getting called by our right brain in ways that doesn't have to do with logic. And so the more comfortable you are with that, time is with Mercury retrograde. Of course, it also depends the sign that Mercury is in when it retrogrades this year. When it does it, it's in Aries. So that often is very uncomfortable because Aries moves very quickly. And retrograde feels incredibly awkward for Aries Mercury energy. So it can be a bit accident prone, and or you can have car trouble. So it's good to get your car serviced, fixed, all those things figured out before we enter that shadow, so that you're more in touch with what could come up or what might trip you up.